Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's having the best day ever today. I am super excited about this episode because we have Madison Seeley joining us on the podcast today. Madison is a Dallas-based content creator, and she's not just your usual content creator. She really found her niche in all things Dallas. Like, she started with food and drink spots and sharing all of her favorite Dallas spots on TikTok. And I have literally been following Madison for a little over a year, I'd say. She has the best recommendations, best taste in food, and I totally trust her opinions. So I forced Madison to give all of you guys her Dallas guide. She put together like little itineraries if you have parents in town, friends in town, and also just giving like rapid fire favorite Dallas spots. So I'm really excited for y'all to listen to this. Save this episode if you're coming to Dallas to visit, or if you live here now and just want to find out some new spots. There are so many places opening in 2025, and I'm super excited about it. So let's get into ins and outs of the week. Okay, my in this week is finding new candles. So my favorite candle that I have come across is the Thomas Blonde candles. And I think I just have the scent Blonde. This candle is so amazing. It's like the perfect living room kitchen smelling candle. I don't know about you guys, but I like specifically buy candles, and whenever I buy them, I'm like, okay, which room is this gonna go in? Is this like a clean scent for the kitchen? Is this like a lavender, tranquil, like relaxing one for the bedroom? Is this like cute, cozy smelling for the living room? I mean, I feel like the Thomas Blonde one can go kind of anywhere. It's really versatile. So I'm going to link it below just because I have never smelled one so good. Their brand, kind of think like the Tyler Company, I think is what it's called. Basically the brand that does Diva. So Thomas Blonde also does like good smelling detergents. And I gave them out as Christmas gifts this year. So I highly recommend trying out the Thomas Blonde candle and or laundry detergent. And then, okay, my out this week is actually kind of specific. So my friend Molly posted a TikTok on this, and I literally saw her this weekend and was like, this is so good. I'm like gonna steal it. So I'm giving credit to her. I will try to find her TikTok and link it below. But basically my out this week is the fact that people don't have pre-games anymore. So like whenever I first moved to Dallas, people would have pre-games and it would be like a friend of a friend, and you'd go and just get to meet so many people. That's literally how I met Molly. But like, it was a thing. You got off work on Friday, you eat like a sandwich or like random leftovers in your fridge, and then you go to a pregame. I feel like now it's kind of shifted where we do these girl dinners and like we go get drinks at Monkey Bar before and spend all this money, but the art of the pregame, it has been lost. And I'm very passionate about this just because I really do think it's like the best way to meet people. So I feel like we collectively as a group need to bring back pregames. So that is my out for the week. I really think I need to just start hosting some pregames. I kind of live like a little further than the rest of my friends, so maybe I'll lean on them to host said pregames and I'll just be on cleanup duty. But anyways, yeah, let's jump into the episode with Madison because I know y'all are going to love it. Hi guys, I'm joined with Madison. How do you say your last name? Sorry.
Seeley.
Seeley.
Yes.
And she is kind of a Dallas content creator. I'm kind of fangirling right now. Like, I am. I've followed Madison for probably like a year or so. She would always come up on my For You page. My boss has literally sent me her TikToks before being like, you need to try this restaurant. So she's on everyone's For You page. But I'm so excited she's here on the Spritz O'Clock podcast today.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. And of course, I was greeted with a fabulous, very well-made spritz. If you follow me or do know anything about me, I would do anything for a spritz. It is my drink of choice at an Aperol Spritz birthday party.
So cute.
Yes. And I wish I could do that theme every year, but people will get sick of it.
But it's your birthday, so yeah, who cares?
It's midnight at the bar and I'm asking for a spritz. Like, the bartenders hate me.
I love that. So she's very on brand for us and we love Madison already. So let's get into the episode. I'm so excited to pick your brain and I feel like I'm going to learn a lot about Dallas, even though I've lived here for like over 3 years now. I feel like I'm about to like learn some spots.
Wait, where are you from originally?
I'm from Alabama.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm from St. Louis. So like Midwest girls. Ooh,
we'll have to talk about this later.
No, Alabama's Southern.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Like, I like deep South.
You're like, girl, go back to geography.
I'm like, wait. But I love that. So yes. How'd you tell us your story? Tell us all about you. How'd you move to Dallas? Give us the lowdown.
Okay. So born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. I grew up dancing my entire life. Went to school at Mizzou, and they have a very prestigious dance team there. Mm-hmm. The coach was very much DCC, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Mm-hmm. She was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and she implemented a lot of that into our dance team. So
love that.
Spray tans, hair, like looks, you know, she very much did that. And a lot of my girlfriends went on after the dance team to be Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends that are on the team or alumni. And when I was in college, I would go to the games and come to Dallas and watch them at the games all the time. So that's kind of how I fell in love with Dallas and how I started coming to Dallas and visiting Dallas. I'll never forget the first time I got off the plane. My friend Caroline Sinbold, if you watch the DCC documentary on Netflix, you'll know who she is. She's like one of the main girls. Picked me up from the airport and took me to Honor Bar. And the second that I stepped into Highland Park Village, I was like, I'm moving here. Like, I am moving here. And then after my meal at Honor Bar, I was like, I have to pick my apartment right now because I have to move here.
How old were you?
So I was still in college. I was a senior.
Okay.
I fell in love with the city. I graduated during COVID and had no idea what I wanted to do. I had a degree in health science. Didn't know what to do with it. Had no like marketing, content creation, any type of background like that. So I moved to Dallas and knew a lot of people here because a lot of people from St. Louis and Mizzou do come to Dallas because it's easy.
I feel like I've met a lot of people from St. Louis.
Yes. Yes. It's like an hour and a half flight, kind of close to home. And then I had a lot of girls from DCC that I was friends with, too. So I was lucky and had a pretty easy time like making friends mm-hmm. in Dallas.
That's so nice.
I've been here for 4 years. I was working as a recruiter mm-hmm. for the first few years in Dallas. And then after my first year, I just kind of started dabbling in the TikTok kind of content creation space. I started out doing UGC videos for brands where mm-hmm. I would just make videos and send it to them. And like they would pay me and they would have the rights to the video. Mm-hmm. And then I started posting on my own page and kind of making TikToks like no set goal or intention, just having fun with it. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of took off. And that is kind of how I got into it, like in the first place, was just kind of playing around with TikTok and posting about Dallas.
I love that. I feel like you do like the best job with your TikToks.
Thank you.
Like genuinely, every single TikTok you post, I'm like, well, now I have to go there and I have to save it and I have to go.
Yes. Yeah, so. And then in May, I was reached out to by Dallas Loveless, which is a big kind of Instagram account in Dallas. And they offered me a job to work as a content manager.
Awesome.
So I did that. They did recently do a big thing of layoffs. So I did get laid off in December, which is sad. So I am now doing full-time influencing.
Yay.
For the time being. Hopefully TikTok stays around so I can continue doing that. But if not,
praying.
I'll try to do other platforms and kind of like grow from there. But
awesome. Well, yeah. I'll say it again. Like we'll have her linked below. So everyone go follow Madison because truly like she's the best. Like I love her content. She's great.
Thank you.
Of course. So I feel like Madison does a great job. Like she definitely found her. This won't like get out. So. Madison does such a good job. I feel like she really found her niche in content creation. Like I feel like people either have one or they just like will post a lot of different stuff. But I love your Dallas content. So how did you kind of get into that? Or like how'd you decide that that's how you wanted to?
A lot of people ask me that because they're like, oh, you're a foodie. And I'm like, I hate that word. And I'm like, not a foodie. Like you're a food blogger. And I'm like, I really don't like that term at all, because that's not it. When I first started posting TikToks, I was just posting a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And just one thing about me naturally is I love to go out and I love to go get drinks and I love to try new restaurants. I just think it's so fun to see a new menu and see a new space. And Dallas over the past 3 years has been booming with new restaurants and restaurant groups and cocktail bars and things like that. So I was just always the person in the friend group that was like, we should go try this new spot. We should go try this new spot.
Like, I'm going to make the reservation,
yes,
girls.
I'm going to make the reservation. We're going. And it just kind of became a known thing in my friend group of like, if you don't know where to go, ask Madison. So I would just be getting texts all the time of like, my parents are coming in town. It's my birthday next weekend. My friend's coming in town. Like, where do I go? Where should we, what should we do? And it just kind of became a thing. So I'll never forget like the first TikTok that I made. I was like, I'm always that girl in the friend group that people are asking where to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start a series of where to eat and drink in Dallas.
Yep.
And I was like, post one, like,
blew up.
Yeah. Post one was your friends visiting. Where do you take them the entire weekend? And I used to do itinerary. So
I love
like,
this.
Yeah. So my very first post was an itinerary, like Friday to Sunday. Like, here's what you're doing. Here's what you're eating. And like,
I love it.
This is what you're going to do. So I remember like, Friday lunch, you're going to Honor Bar. Like Friday night, Bowen House, Las Palmas.
Yep.
Then you're going to go to this bar. And that was like my first post and it blew up. And then people started commenting like,
do this,
do this, do this, do this, do this. And that's really how the Dallas niche came to be, was from that video. And then because before that, I wasn't getting like views or really traction or a following, because it was just all random stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is my opportunity to really like, you know, hold on to a niche and run with it. And that's just kind of how it started. So then I started posting vlogs of my life in Dallas and kind of showcasing like med spas and boutiques and just all Dallas things.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So you pivoted from just not just food and drinks, shopping, everything too.
Trying to, still, like all my restaurant stuff always like gets the most views.
Whenever you meet someone in Dallas, the first thing is like, you'll just start talking about like, oh, like, have you been to this place yet?
Yes,
like, have you been to this restaurant?
It's such an easy topic too. Yeah. Like, people love food and like restaurants.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just something that everyone can have an opinion about.
I literally had this conversation. I went to the dentist yesterday and the lady's like digging in my mouth. She's like, have you been to the medium rare steakhouse? I'm like,
You're like, why do I have a piece of steak in my teeth or something? Like, what are you trying to tell me?
Literally.
that's so funny.
Jinx. Yep. But anyways, yeah. So do you have any advice for, I guess, if someone's wanting to get into, like, if they're nervous about posting on TikTok, nervous about posting on Instagram, what is your advice to them? Give us the lowdown.
Okay. I would say that my advice would be to definitely pick a niche or an aesthetic or a vibe. One thing that I always say is imagine you're scrolling on TikTok or Instagram. What's going to make you stop and want to not just watch the video, but also follow that person?
Yeah.
Like, you have to make a video that's engaging enough for someone else to want to stop and follow you. Because think of how many videos you're scrolling on your For You page. Are you ever really going to those people and following them? No. Like, you really need to have a specific vibe and aesthetic that's unique. And to not be scared. And I know everyone says this. It's like so cliche of like, don't care what other people think. But when I first started posting on TikTok, I had, my name was Madison, not Maddie, because I didn't want my friends to find it. Like, it was literally Madison, not Maddie, because like people, my, I used to go by Maddie and now I go by Madison. So I was like, Madison, not Maddie. It was such a silly username, but I made it that because
I
didn't want people to like be able to search Madison Seeley and me pop up. So for the longest time, I had this fake username and I'd post my vlogs and like everything. And like, I'll never forget one of my guy friends sent my TikTok into our big like 30 person group message.
No.
And I was so mortified. And I put my account on private for like 4 days.
You're like, y'all are not,
I was like,
stalking.
No one's seen anything.
And then you were just like, okay, I'm going to own
it. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I love doing this and it's so much fun. And now that I've like actually grown a following, like, people recognize me. Like, some girl asked to take a picture with me at Skellig last weekend.
Oh, so I actually recognized her one time. We haven't talked about this yet, by the way. So one time I went up to Madison at Monkey Bar.
Was I sober? Probably not.
I was not. I was like, I saw you on TikTok. Like, oh my God, I love your stuff. Like, was probably the most annoying rap. Thank God she doesn't remember. But no, like,
I mean, I was like nice, right? I tried. Yes,
she was very sweet. I wouldn't have asked you to come on the podcast if you were like rude to me.
That's true. That's true. But I've gone up to girls in Dallas that before I got big, I would go up to girls that I followed and like they were not very nice. So I always make it very important to be one. It's so nice. It takes courage to go up to somebody that you don't know and be like, I follow you and I love the things that you do. That takes courage and I respect that so much. Mm-hmm. Two, like, you should never make someone feel uncomfortable for giving you a big, huge compliment.
No,
like
such a compliment.
Yeah, it makes me, like, beam. It makes me, like, smile ear to ear.
Anytime that girls come up to me in Dallas, I, like, scream in their faces. I'm like, shut up. They're probably like, this girl's so weird.
I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, so what's your guys' name? Where are you guys from?
Yep. Like, we do the whole spiel.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, and then now that I have, like, a following and people like know me as an influencer, all my friends are like, you're so lucky, you get so much free stuff, you get to do the coolest things, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I remember when I was so scared that you guys were gonna find my account, and now they like love my account. So that's like my advice, is to, you know, find something that you're passionate about and that you'll never get sick of making content about. Like we just said, restaurants, people could talk about restaurants forever. Beauty, hair, makeup, like whatever you love to do, make that kind of your niche, and then really don't care what other people think, because you'll start getting money from brands and getting sent free stuff, and like, you know, nobody can laugh at you for that.
No, like, it's, I don't know, I feel like girls are nervous to do it, and they're like, I feel like it's so weird, like I can't.
It's so weird at first.
Yeah, I feel it's very nerve-wracking,
but like, everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah,
whenever, like, if TikTok gets banned, Alex Earl is going to start with zero followers. And you got to start somewhere.
We're all starting at ground zero. It's fine. Like, whenever I listen to our first episode, I really can't. But, like, whenever I try to make myself listen to the first episode of this podcast, I'm genuinely scared. Like, it's so embarrassing. But you just grow. You get better. And you get way more comfortable with it.
Everyone was telling us to go download all of our TikTok data. Yeah, in case it gets banned. So, like, there's a way to download all of your TikTok data. And it gives you a text format of every single video you've posted. I'll show you how to do it after this.
Okay, great.
And you can literally scroll down to the bottom. And I did that and watched my first video, like my first few vlog videos. And I was like, like, it was blurry, like the worst cutting and editing of all time. And the voiceover was like so slow and cringe. And I was like,
no, we've terrible.
Come so far, girl.
We've come so far. I remember like the first time I posted a vlog, my friend Amanda DeWitt, we all know her. I was like, can you help me? Like, give me some feedback on this. She's like, oh, let's do this and this and this. And you have to grow. You get better.
Somebody commented the other day. They go, have you ever considered being an auctioneer? Because I talk to you so fast. I was like, I kind of like
you.
Is that a compliment? But like, probably not. But like, I looked back and I was like, wow, I'm really spitballing. So
that's hilarious. Well, I literally watched this. I don't remember who posted it, but you were doing a voiceover, but it wasn't from your page. But the second I heard it, I was like, oh, it's Madison.
Oh, probably Dallas Loveless.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Probably them. But I was like, oh, it's Madison.
It's her.
And then I was like, God, I don't even know her. That sounds like such a stalker.
No. I had a lot of people comment on my videos like, I heard your voice on Love List, like blah, blah, blah.
You have a good voice. So it's fine.
Thanks.
It's,
when I listen to it, I cringe. Like, if I'm
gonna, but everyone's like that. So. Mm-hmm. When I edit this podcast, I'm like, Jesus.
Girl.
Yeah. God.
Same.
Okay. So let's get into the good stuff. So Madison mentioned that she posts itineraries for Dallas. So Madison posts her itineraries on TikTok, and I have used those before, which they're like fabulous.
Love.
So if y'all don't follow her or haven't seen her content on TikTok or Instagram, I'm going to force Madison to give us her Dallas itinerary. So let's maybe do two.
Okay.
So the first one, let's just say your parents are coming into town and you don't know where to bring them. Give us your parent itinerary, please.
Okay. Well, this is a great one because my parents just recently came into town. So I'm thinking we start with like a Friday happy hour.
Yep.
Okay. Friday happy hour. So I love Monkey Bar in Highland Park Village.
I love it.
That can be a little bit overwhelming for the parents because it is so crowded and is full of young people.
It has gotten so crowded lately. You can't move.
Right. So I have learned that you can get the same vibe and the same amount of fun at the Monkey Bar
In Uptown?
In Uptown. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. I went there last time my parents were in town and we did dinner or happy hour there. Had some like margaritas. We sat on the rooftop. It was nice outside and it's not ever overly crowded where you can't move or get a table. So Monkey Bar, happy hour, Uptown location. I have this thing where I love a Tex-Mex Friday. I call it Tex-Mex Fridays. Every single Friday evening, for some reason, I've classically conditioned myself to want a margarita and chips and salsa.
I love that.
And I just like think it's such a fun tradition to carry out. So
sorry, I'm interrupting. She's going after this.
I'm literally going to Los Angeles.
It's Friday.
This.
It's Friday night right now.
So I love doing a Tex-Mex night, especially for one of the nights with your parents in town, because I just think that's so important. Like they have to have Tex-Mex. Javier's is a great option. It's such a classic. It's such a staple. My dad loves it. I don't think I've heard anyone talk bad about it.
No, it's like a Dallas staple.
It's a Dallas staple. Or Las Palmas. Those are my two favorites for a Tex-Mex night. And then depending on where your parents are, how social they are, how open they are to like going out, I've taken my parents to the Mansion Bar on a Friday night because they have live music and parents love live music.
They do.
If you want something that's a little bit more like upscale kind of vibey, the Rustic is also pretty chill and fun as well. And they have a lot of space so you can hang out.
Because I feel like it's the same kind of vibe as Ice House.
Right.
And so I've taken my parents to Ice House and love it. My dad was like astonished by that. You know how they like hold the goblets of summer beers?
Same. I literally have a video of my dad going.
It's like such a dad thing.
Yes. They love it. So like, yeah, going out to like the Mansion Bar, the Rustic is fun. If they're like really into going out, you know, you can bop on Henderson and go to like Skellig and Mayer's if they're really into that. But like you have to prepare them because it's, you know, full and crawling of drunk younger kids.
I've seen so many parents at Spider Murphy's too.
Yeah. Yes. Those are popular. So I would say that is a Friday night. I think Saturday during the day, my new thing has been a Bishop Arts Day.
Yeah. I never go there anymore.
Nobody does. And it's so underrated.
Cute. It's so cute.
Especially with your parents because it's a little bit more tame. You can walk around. They have little shops and pop-ups, restaurants, really cute, like just boutique-y fun things to see and do. And it's artsy. And there's a lot of just casual hangout bars to grab lunch, to grab a drink. Some of my favorites in Bishop Arts are like Paradiso is really fun.
Have you been to Lucia?
Yes, that Italian spot is
dying to go.
Good. Oh my gosh, the sourdough there is some of the best sourdough I've ever had in my life. It's so good. There's just a bunch of like casual. There's like a barbecue place. I think it's Landmarks maybe. Can't remember the exact name. Long Hearts. I'm blanking on the name, and this is so not on brand for me to blank on a name. But there's like barbecue spots down there. So doing that or bopping around like West Village area is fun. I think there's a lot of cute shopping and cute little restaurants and places to like hop in and hang out.
Bar Colette is my new favorite spot.
Oh, I love Bar Colette.
They have the most stunning, beautiful, perfect, gorgeous martini glasses.
They sure do. And those owners are also opening a French restaurant in the quad that's opening like next year, this year. They're both opening that and they're opening a bread bakery
said
is going to be unlike any other bakery you've ever seen. So like stay tuned.
Okay. So I have to hang out with Madison more because she knows all the spots.
Oh, I know. I'm like
in the new spot.
I'm like checking Culture Map Dallas like constantly for the updates.
I love that. Well, every single time you post like what's coming to Dallas, my friends always send it in our group chat, like always. And they're like, we have to go.
I love that.
She's so smart. She knows it all.
And then, like kind of hanging out, bobbing around either Bishop Arts, West Village, Uptown. Katie Ice House is such a great spot to do like West Village, Katie Ice House.
Perfect.
Is super, like the parents just always eat that up and think it's so cool and interesting. Saturday night, I usually try to do like a more upscale kind of fun dinner. Some of my favorites are like Ficini for Italian.
Love it.
Tirilli's is also really good. I took my dad and my mom there last time they were in town and
they were loving it because it's kind of like an old school Italian spot, family owned.
And they have a rooftop, right?
Yes. Really, like, it's big, really good martinis, really good food. And then another one of my favorites, which is kind of like a hidden gem, is Brass Ram, is a steakhouse.
I haven't been there.
Yeah. It's really good. I took my dad there one time and he loves it. That's a really good place as well.
I need to take my dad there. He's like a steak connoisseur, he thinks.
Yes, a lot of steak and fun. Bob's is also a good steakhouse to take your parent.
Dallas classic, Dallas steak.
Cool. And then another recent favorite of mine is Goodwin's because it's more casual, but they kind of have a little bit of everything.
It's good.
Yeah.
And they have a good bar.
Yes.
Speakeasy, right?
Yeah, it's like around the back. They have a fun speakeasy. And then Saturday night, I would say doing more like cocktail bar, apothecary. I'm saying that wrong. Have you heard of apothecary?
Is that the one on in Greenville?
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Low lighting, like really cool and vibey. I love to do like a more chill, like hangout Saturday because you still want to be able to hang out with your parents and talk to them and not be like
in a club.
Yeah. And then like Bar Colette is good. And I'm trying to think what else. Bone House is always a classic. Clifton Club. My dad loves Clifton Club. Loves a Clifton Club. And then Sunday, I do a little Knox day. I love a Knox Sunday brunch.
It's so sweet and wholesome and cute.
Yeah. And walking around on a Sunday, like everyone's walking their dogs. There's endless options for brunch and coffee and breakfast.
Yep.
And that's kind of like my final like farewell of like, you know, walking around Knox, there's shops, there's cute restaurants, and Taverna does $3 mimosas and bellinis.
They are good, yeah.
Toulouse, there's Greenpoint, there's Chelsea Corner, Dose Mesas.
Have you been to the new, sorry, I'm like asking her questions as we go down the streets of Dallas.
Yeah.
Have you been to Mari Soul? Is that how you say it? Yeah,
that's right over there in Knox.
Thoughts?
Okay. When I went the first time, it was really good. I've seen it go a little bit downhill, if I'm being completely honest.
So I saw this TikTok and it was, that's how I start every sentence.
Was it the shaking fee? The
prep
fee? Yeah. From Blonde to Eat?
Yes.
Yeah. They did not. So I'm going to be like so transparent. I went for free because they wanted me to post it. So I didn't see a bill and I don't know if they, if they were throwing a shaking fee on there, I don't know. I didn't put my card down. So they could have. I just didn't know. But the last time that I went back, they did not do that because I think they got probably in trouble.
I'm sure they were like, they got some good messages on Yelp, I'm sure.
The last time I went there, was a bunch of SMU girls in like little tight dresses. Like, I'm like, are you of age to be drinking?
They're like, you have to bring
me. And I was like, literally, I was like, I think it's like they got a formal or something after this. I have no idea. I've just seen it go a little bit downhill. I think I thought it was going to be really good, but
it's a great location right there across from Dose.
Yeah. So, but
maybe I'll
try it. You know, you never know. Yeah. So then like Knox and then also Highland Park Village is a great one too. You can't go wrong with that if you do that on Sunday or Saturday during the day. Yeah. Like my family's a little bit bigger. So getting a 5-person reservation at Honor Bar is kind of impossible.
No, same.
But Bistro 31, Micocina, Sadell's, those are all good options too.
Pacini does lunch.
Yeah, I have not had their brunch yet. I'm going to Georgie brunch on Sunday, which I didn't know that they have brunch either.
I haven't either. They have the best little coffee shop. Like sandwiches.
So cute.
Yeah. Okay, love that. And then give us a rundown. Same thing. What if your best friends are coming in town? Where are you taking them? What are y'all doing?
Okay.
Are we going out? Like the whole thing.
Okay. Yes, we're going out.
We're going.
Buckle up because we're going out. Friday, no matter what time they get in, my immediate stop because when I first visited, Dallas was Honor Bar.
Yep.
You have to at least show them Honor Bar Friday afternoon for lunch or happy hour or Saturday for brunch.
Yep.
Like before you hit the day.
And like, I love, there's always going to be a wait. So if you haven't been, just prepare. You're going to have to wait like an hour and a half to two. But there's so many places you can bop around. But I love sitting out there by that fire or like on their little patio and getting a spritz and guac.
Yes. It's almost like part of the process.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just already know like we're going to put our name in and then we're going to have a drink and wait at the bar or outside and have a snack.
Or at a drink. Bar.
Yes.
Or a lounge.
It's like you just already know.
It's the vibe.
yeah, it's a vibe. I love doing that. And then usually Friday afternoon or like happy hour, I love to do like a Clifton Club moment, or Upside West Village has a really cool view of downtown Dallas.
Where
in cocktails. So it's in the Canopy by Hilton, which is a hotel in West Village.
Why am I blanking? Yeah. I used to live in Uptown and I'm like trying to think.
It's called Upside. So Canopy is like across from that. There used to be a sushi place there. What else is over there?
I've
the old public school. Do you remember public school? Yeah, yeah, it's like right to the left of that. It's a hotel, and then the rooftop has a cocktail bar and it overlooks downtown Dallas, and it's really cute.
Wait, I feel like I've seen you post there.
Yes.
Because I stalk Madison. Yes. Of course.
So that's fun. Like any kind of like casual, like pre-dinner kind of cocktail bar.
Love.
I also really like going to Monkey Bar on a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't go to Honor Bar before that. It's always crowded on a Friday afternoon, like 4 o'clock hits. Like, yep. You think everyone in Dallas is there.
But then, like, it's so random. Sometimes I'll go. Granted, I'm probably going at like weird times and no one's there. I'm like, so something's going on. Like, mm-hmm. Something's off in the universe. Why is no one at Monkey Bar?
Everyone's out of town. Everyone fell off the face of the planet because no one's here. Yeah.
Like, something's automatically wrong.
Yes. And then Friday night dinner, I like to do something like a little bit more upbeat, like the Mexican. It's really cool and like a little bit on the expensive side, but just good vibes, mm-hmm. and just fun.
One thing about me, like, and thank goodness my friends are all kind of in the same way. None of us are like weird about spending money on like a dinner, like, mm-hmm. weird, because it's like so fun. Like, that's our like bread and butter is going out to a new restaurant, trying it, getting a cocktail, doing the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's like our social hours, right? It's fine.
Yes. And then, honestly, Friday night, I still follow the Tex-Mex tradition. No matter if it's friends or family, I still honor that.
Mm-hmm.
If we want something more casual, the new Dos Mesas is really good in Uptown. That's, like, mm-hmm. a lot bigger. Like I said, Las Palmas, Javier's, the Mexican are all good spots.
Love.
And then Saturday, usually a Highland Park Village day. I hate to say it, but, like, you'll find us bopping around Highland Park Village. Yep. Either getting a drink at Honor Bar, a drink at Lounge, a drink at Monkey Bar. Like,
and you never know who you're going to meet there. Like, I like will meet very bizarre people
that you've never seen before that are like the most out of pocket people.
But sometimes you're like, wait, you're like really cool.
Yeah, you're like cool. Or you're like, don't ever speak to me again. I'm blocking your number. There's no in between.
It's so true. There's sometimes like sure daddy's like, oh, yeah, the prowl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes you walk away with not paying a dime.
Nope. And then I'm like, okay, so I was like really pretty today.
Like, thank you, next. Thank you next. And then also Lower Greenville is mm-hmm. fun on a Saturday to bop around like Truck Yard, HG. Yes. Those places are always a good time. The farmer's market's also kind of a cool, if you want to be like extra chill, farmer's market, you can like never go wrong.
So we like have this joke. So my best friend, she'll be like Friday or Thursday or Friday, like while we're still at work, she'll be like, guys, should we go to the farmer's market in the morning? So it's so funny because we've never made it to the farmer's market because every single time she says that happens to be like our wildest night of the quarter or something. And so she's like, let's go to the farmer's market. I'm like, Libby, you just cursed us. Yeah, like tonight.
Now we're all going to black out.
Going to be so hungover tomorrow.
It's going to be so bad. Always. It seems like a good idea until it's not.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, I usually do like a more casual type of dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing used to be, we used to always go to Sfoozie's on Saturday, but like, when it first opened, I think like, I hope they don't see this, but like, I think Sfoozie went downhill since I used to like go there a lot.
It was like all the rage whenever they opened. All the rage,
and now it's like absolutely not the rage. Like nobody, I walk by and it's empty.
Well, like local public eatery opened across the street and it like is always popping.
Wait, yes. I was literally just about to say brunch for Saturday. Like local public eatery is mm-hmm. such a good spot and so much fun.
Like all of our guy friends go and watch football games here. So like maybe should we be going there to meet men?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And then like fun, cool dinner spots. I usually try to keep more casual because, like, we've been probably drinking all day and, like, we don't want to walk into a white tablecloth restaurant. Like, Oishi's a good one. Also, Shinsei in, yes. Yeah, is also really good. I also really like DL Maxx. It's, like, really good food, but not super fancy. Get, like, the Vandalay kind of experience.
Great drinks.
And if you're in the mood to, like, really spice it up, Drake's is always a good vibe.
I love that place.
Yeah.
People either, like, love it or hate it. I don't know why, but I love it.
I love it.
It's always so fun.
It's always good. Anchor Bar gets mixed reviews, but I think it's sushi. Like, you can't go wrong with sushi. The one on Knox
has great vibes.
Yeah.
I like their little outside patio.
And honestly, Chelsea Corner has great food. Like, especially, like, if you're a little tipsy whipsy and you want to bash, like, Chelsea Corner, you're
going to get... Best pretzel.
Yeah, you're going to get good food.
Mm-hmm. Pizzas are good.
And if your friends have wanted to try Catch, I just was at Catch last night.
I love Catch.
Catch is good.
I haven't been to the Dallas one yet.
It's good.
Okay, good.
I went last night and it was pretty good. Everyone was doing Dry January, though, so it was a very tame dinner.
Oh. Oh, and like, here we are.
I was like, girls.
So I'll get the spritz.
I love that. Okay, and then Sunday... We're usually corpse by Sunday. I'm thinking like you're in bed getting chugs.
Yep. We have to get chugs.
And then you drop them off at the airport. Like you're rotting.
And then you sleep
all day. If you have energy, like go to a chill brunch in your sweatpants. But like you've been drinking and spending money Friday and Saturday. Like, you know, lay in bed, Eatsies, sandwich. Show them Eatsies, show them Village Baking Co., matcha.
I love that.
Like get a coffee shop, a good meal, and like hang out and chat with your friends and like laugh about the weekend.
We have to debrief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Debrief.
I love that. Okay. So we're going to do like a little bit of rapid fire to wrap things up. And
I love a rapid fire question.
Okay. I love it.
I'm ready.
Best spot for a first date
in Dallas. For dinner or drinks?
Both.
Okay. Drinks, I would say so cliche, everyone says Clifton Club, or everyone says Bonehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say switch it up and do Clifton Club, because it's a little bit different. Also, Bar Colette. It's like great classy place for a drink.
If a man took me to Bar Colette, I'd be like, yeah. Oh, we're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Love that. Dinner.
What's your favorite date?
My favorite date, it's like really over the top.
Okay, well, that's fine.
It was Taeyeon. It's like,
perfect.
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like very over the top Japanese.
I've been on a date there,
like,
actually.
I was like, it was my first time there. And that was where he took me for dinner on our first date. We dated for a year and a half after that.
Oh, yeah. Because it worked.
He's a man. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say there, like if you want to ball out and really impress them, that spot's great. And a lot of people don't know about it really.
Because it's downtown, right? Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like downtown hidden.
Okay. Love that. Favorite cocktail bar.
Current favorite cocktail bar. Honestly, I'm going to have to go back to Bar Colette.
Yep, me too.
I think it's so great. It's such a classic. Like, great date spot, great cocktail bar spot.
They have great sushi there.
Yeah.
It's the same owner as Nama, right?
Yeah, so they just transfer over the sushi over there.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, best work from home spot.
Ooh, okay. I love Berkeley's. I'm right in Knox, so I think Berkeley's is great. But I also love Siddell's. I've been at Siddell's the last 2 days.
Because I work at Siddell's.
It's so good. They have the two stories, great matcha. Like, I did pay $8 for a can of Diet Coke.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah,
I was like, I'll take a Diet Coke. And I was like, it was like $7. And I was like, you guys, I can get this for like literally 99 cents.
It's warm, and I still had to get ice for it.
That's just unacceptable.
But like, I was like, you know what? So I could never hate you, so it's fine.
They could do no wrong. They have the best matcha to me.
Truly.
I love it.
Favorite spot for a birthday dinner?
Favorite spot for a birthday dinner?
Just go ahead and tell them about your birthday party that you had.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was so fun. That was like I had it at my house. I just had a spritz party. We didn't go out to dinner.
Okay.
But I've had three comments this week on my TikTok of birthday restaurants in Dallas.
It's like a thing.
And it's such a thing. I've done my birthday at Drake's, which I really love, which I've already talked about, in Las Palmas, because I think Las Palmas is such a fun restaurant. So fun. And you just can't go wrong with Tex-Mex.
Nope.
And in my opinion, it's just super fun. Birthday brunch, Le Biblioté. I know that's like off topic, but Le Biblioté is such a cute spot for birthday brunch.
I've had a birthday there too. This is like so random, but my birthday is like coming up. So, whatever. But
I did. I rented out a room at Casablanca and Bishop Arts and did the karaoke room.
Love that.
My friends still, that was like 2 years ago. My friends still talk about it. They're like, that was so much fun.
Yes.
Like, we had the best time. That. And they like brought us a bottle of champagne and it was like just us in there. We like that took our heels off.
Oh, that's so, so fun. And different too.
Yeah. Like so much different than just dinner.
And we went to Double D's. Like that's,
I always forget about that place.
But it was like so fun.
Also, another great birthday dinner spot is the Charles.
Great spot.
I do love the Charles, and they have a private dining room that you can rent out.
I love that.
Okay. Where's your favorite place to shop? Like, if you're, I guess if your friends come in town, like, and they need a top, like, where are we taking them first? Where you, like, think they'll luck out?
Snyder Plaza has been my place lately. I have become recently addicted to El Barlette. They have the cutest stuff. They have all the same brands of Revolve. They have Show Me Your Moo Moo, Amanda Up Richard. Like, they have swimwear. They have lounge. They have Boys Lie. Varley, they have everything. Their store is massive and they have the cutest stuff. And also in Snyder Plaza, there's so many other cute little shops that you can bop around to. And also great restaurants like Bar Sardine just opened, which is a fab.
Dying to try it.
How have I not talked about that one yet? I haven't even talked about like date spot. Like that'd be a first great dinner spot. And Jack and Harry's. Those are both great.
Now, after we've like talked about food and drinks for so long, where do you like to work out?
Oh, you know, since I do have to go out to eat all the time, you know, your girl's working out constantly. I'm like literally drinking and eating out every day. So I love Shine Hot Pilates, but that is a hot take because a lot of my friends do not like it.
Okay, so
I have
I love a hot class. And that was the first heated class I'd ever attended. And I was a little bit hungover. I think I saw Jesus Christ in that class. So I need to go back and try it now.
Do you remember who your instructor was?
I don't. It was like when I first moved here. So I like swore it off. I was like, I'm never going back there. But now I like have done Core Power avidly. Okay. And now I'm on the O2 train.
Yeah, same.
So
same. Okay. So I love Shine Hot Pilates. I was a dancer growing up my entire life, and Shine is very choreography, fast-paced.
It was
heated.
It was fun. Like, I felt like I was dancing.
Right. You're like, But it's a great workout. If you take Adam, it's like Tracy Anderson method.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I need to
Adam
do that.
Adam is full Tracy Anderson method, and he's crazy, and he will make you... I mean, I walk out, and I, like, feel ill after, and I can do a hard workout class, especially a heated one. I love the O2. I've been going there recently. I actually like just started kind of working with them to be like posting them more and kind of collabing. So the O2 is great. I also really like One Legree for Pilates.
That's like, that is my workout spot. Like Jen, who owns it. Girl crush. Love Jen.
Love One Legree. I would say Solid Core, but I cannot get in ever.
I try to go to the Preston Hollow and still can't get
it. It's like 3:15 on a Wednesday. I'm like, I can't do that.
I do. Do you do class pass?
Yes.
It's me
never
too.
Open.
Me too.
Never. And if it is, it's like 17 credits. I'm like, that's half my month membership.
Yep. No. No.
We're not doing that. Eve by Taylor also. So aesthetic. Yes. Have you not been to Eve?
No.
Missing out.
It's like a beautiful, it's like a great aesthetic.
Black, it's like black and white aesthetic. Like you feel like you're at an LA celebrity studio.
It's
low impact, high intensity, like hormone balancing workouts that's like made specifically for women. It's a women's only studio. No boys can go.
Perfect.
Class pass. Taylor's great. Carson's great. Alyssa's great.
Those are my faves.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get in next week.
You should.
Oh, perfect.
We should go together.
Yep.
No, we're gonna go.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if I want to go with Madison. She seems like she's really in shape. So
No. I promise. I it's like really, it's a really good workout. But it's not like you're going to be panting, like passing out.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
And then, guys, we've reached the last question.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. I really enjoyed this.
My auctioneer voice just rapid fired off way too fast.
You were ready. Okay. What's your favorite spot for facials and or like Botox filler aesthetics, because I know you've talked about that before.
Your girl has gotten the
No, me too. So that's it's a safe space here. We love it.
I am Ride or Die Skin Farm. They are so good. I see Hannah Vance. She has truly done wonders for my face. Especially if you want to keep it natural and you want to keep it like very minimal, like no one's gonna notice.
Is she gonna be the one that's like, we're not going to do that today. Like, that's too crazy.
She told, I asked for more lip filler last time I went. She told me no. I have lip dysmorphia, so yeah, that's what I like.
Yes, but they are the best. They do Botox, filler, chemical peels, facials.
I love that.
The one thing I love about her is she takes a before picture and an after picture like every single time. So when I go in, she pulls back up my picture from when I was in last and when I come in first. And perfect. She compares them and she's like, I feel like we could work on this a little bit. We could work on this a little bit. And then she'll tell me what she thinks that's very like small, but will make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And just like does little adjustments every time I go in.
Perfect.
And
that's what you want.
It's what you want.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, what you're paying for.
Turn my mic off. But okay. She'll keep you natural and Skin Farm super aesthetic. Anybody that you see there is amazing.
Okay. Okay. I need to go. I need to try it. I've never been.
I'm pretty sure she does a 20% off new patient special.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just thought of one more. So I lied. Where do you get your nails done in Dallas?
So I've never been loyal to a specific nail spot ever. I'd usually just bopped around until I started going to Onyx.
Mm-hmm. Is that on Oaklawn?
Yeah, it's right? on Oaklawn. Mm-hmm. It's massive. They'll do your pedicure and your nails at the same time.
Love that.
They do Gel X. They do Dip. They're not super overly expensive. I used to go to Nailed as well, which is also by the Eatsies. Those are my two faves right now. I'm not like a ride or die nail person. I'll kind of get my nails done anywhere, if I'm being honest.
I'm the opposite. Like, yeah. I'm so crazy picky.
Where do you go?
Show YouTube your nails.
Okay. Well, like, I have mine, too.
Oh, we're kind of similar. Like
good. Yeah. They look good.
Oh. So I go, I get Russian manicures.
Wait. Where? Because I always wanted one.
Oh, I got mine done 2 days ago. I'm obsessed. They last so long. They're not thick. I could go on and on. I go to the Best Nails Dallas. It's in Uptown, kind of by that Jimmy Johnson Starbucks on McKinney.
Wait, I'm going
right across from
Theory. Because I see people post about Russian manicures, and I've never even thought to like,
I'll send you
try to find a place in Dallas that does that, because I was just like, there's probably nothing.
Oh, no, they do it. There is. My whole friend group basically goes. We go to the same girl.
How much is it?
And so they last.
You're like, girl, it's expensive.
They last for 5 weeks. So if I think about it, like, I would go like every 2 weeks when I was going to like, I don't know. And I hate getting my nails done. It's just, you can't be on your phone. You're not productive. And you're just like sitting there and your back hurts. 5 weeks. So with tip, it's $130.
That's worth it. Especially because they look so pristine.
And it is actually insane. So I've always done dip like for years and years. My nails are so strong when she takes this off. I don't even know what it is. It's like hard gel, basically.
Oh, amazing.
And my nails are so thick. These are my real nails. And she like cut them down because they, I literally only go because they're too long. Like they don't break off. They're just too long.
This is such good intel. Because so, mine are paper thin.
See,
you take mine off, they're bending. Like they're flapping off.
And it hurts. Mm-hmm. Like when they do the drill.
Yeah.
No, she like doesn't do the drill.
Wait, I'm so excited.
So you're going
I'm going to get a Russian manicure next time.
Amazing. I'll send you my girl.
Yay.
But yay. Well, Madison, I feel like I really benefited from this episode.
This was so much fun.
I love this. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
So give the listeners all of your socials. Let them know where to find you.
Okay. My Instagram is Maddie Seely, M-A-D-I-S-I-E-L-I. If TikTok is still around when this comes out, praise the Lord. It's Madison, M-A-D-S-O-N, Seely. And then I did just start a YouTube, which is Madison Seely as well, in case TikTok does go downhill. And then whatever app comes after that,
She'll be on it.
I'll be on it. Probably so, like, just my first name, last name. I did make a Red Note.
I need to do that this film.
I don't understand how to work it or understand any of the language, but
we're going
to
figure it out.
Maybe we'll be posting for the time being.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yay. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like I've met my soul sister.
This is so much fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, good.